Okay, today's daf is, or tomorrow's daf again, but is Pesachim daf Ayin Hey. Today's shir, I gotta get this sponsorship right, is sponsored by Chernobyler Mostos Worldwide in honor of the Graf family Simcha and Elisha Cohen's almost big birthday. So for the two people in the world who got that, happy birthday. Today's shir, we're going to discuss the following three topics. First, the Gemara describes what type of grilling is considered sli esh and okay for a carbon pesach, whether roasting with residual heat is considered to be roasted on a fire, both with regard to carbon pesach and with regard to fueling an oven with arla shells. And once we're discussing roasting on coals and what the definition of fire is and sli esh is, we're also going to discuss a little bit about the din of sreifa, when someone is chayiv sreifa, so exactly how that is accomplished. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to teach a bunch of different halachas about how to deal with parts of the carbon that come in contact with other heat sources or with truma, with Maaser Sheni. That's going to be, if we get to it, the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. We left off at the top of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots. So the Mishnah said, Ein Solin Es HaPesach, that you're not allowed to roast the carbon Pesach using a grate. And then the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Gamliel had Tavi Avdo do just that, that he would roast this carbon Pesach using some sort of grill, some sort of grate. So says Gemara, Maaser Listar. That's the story contradicts the halacha. We didn't record any machlokas about this. We just said you're not allowed to do it, and then we quoted right away a story that says that he did it. So how could it be? So it says it has to be that there's a line missing in our Mishnah. We have to add in an explanatory line in our Mishnah, and that would be as follows: v'im askelu menu keves mutter. That if the grate has holes in it, then it's going to be mutter. V'am Rabbi Tzadok ma'aser Rabbi Gamliel sharm l'tavi avdo tseyut. That the situation where Gamliel had his Eved roast the Korban Pesach on an askala for him was dafka in a situation where it was an askala menu keves. What does this look like when you use an askala menu keves? So Rashi writes over here in the third line of the page, menu keves asuya kavrichim ke'en shalanu v'yesh chalal gadol bein bariach levariach. You have two bricks on either side, and you put the spit along the width of it. And you have the entire animal roasting in between those two bricks. The animal, the meat, never touches the barzel. It never actually touches the grate. So even when we say that you're allowed to use a grate, it's not the way we picture barbecuing, where you barbecue something directly on the grate. It doesn't work that way. It has to be that it's not touching at all. That is at least how Rashi understands and several other Rishonim as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perches, Halachates, writes, Ein Solin Es HaPesach Al Gabei Kli Even O Kli Madchos, Shnemar Tzli Eish Lod Tzli Dover Acher. You're not allowed to roast on Kli, because the pasuk says sli esh, not sli davar acher. Lefichach im haya kli menukav kadesha tishlo boha or tzolin alav. If the kli had holes in it where the fire is able to get through the holes, then you could roast on it. Vein tzolin also b'shvut shal matachash or shvut cham kula v'tzolin makamo. Can't use a metal spit as we discussed yesterday because metal is a conductor of heat. But from the fact that the Rambam says that if the kli is menukav tzolin alav, you can roast on the kli. Sounds like even if the basar touches directly on the kli, you're allowed to roast on it. So the Ravid jumps all over the Rambam. He says, no, the hatter to be tzola on the kli menukav is only when it's not no goyev a kli. He says we could prove that from the Gemara we learned yesterday, that from the Gemara we're going to learn rather later today, that if the Korban Pesach touches the charaso shel tanur, it touches even the cheres of the oven, you need to peel away the area that touched, because it's not being roasted by the fire, it's being roasted by that part of the oven. So why should it be any different if it touches a metal grate or any sort of grate where it's being roasted by the touching of the grate? So the Rambam Shita is going to be difficult. So the Kesem Mishnah's Miyashi of the Rambam, that if the heter to be tzola al gabei askel menu keves is dafka in a way that it's not touching the kli, then the Gemara should have said so. From the meaning, when you talk about barbecuing on a grate that has holes in it, well, who's going to think that it's talking about a case where it's not touching the grate at all? What exactly is the role of the grate in that picture? From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say it, it has to be that the Rambam understood that it has to be that you're roasting the meat directly on the grate. Why is it any different than Charoso Shel Tanur? By Charoso Shel Tanur, there's no Chom Ha'esh that's touching it directly as it's hitting the Charoso Shel Tanur, because over here the grate is underneath, the fire is underneath the grate, so the fire is constantly coming through the grate, and therefore it's still considered to be the Chom Ha'esh. And he says if we're talking about Dafka, a case where the Basar is not touching the Askela, then it would be Pashut that it would be Mutter. So that's one possibility, Kesemish says. The other possibility is that the Rambam really agrees to the Ravid, but he used the Lashon that's similar to the Lashon of the Gemara. He often tried to remain loyal to the Lashon of the Gemara if he didn't think it was too unclear. Maybe he didn't think this was too unclear. He thought that you'd get it, that it's not touching the grate at all. So that's how several other Achronim understand the Rambam, that really there's no machlokas over here, and the Rambam is just using a Lashon that's more consistent with the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, but so the Gemara now says further, what if you have the following case, the following Shaila? If you heat up an oven using arla shells, using firewood that's arla zasrana, the garfo, and then you sweep out the arla shells, but there's still a lot of residual heat in the oven. So va'afa ba'asapas, you bake bread in that oven. L'divrei ha'oser mahu. So this shaila may sound familiar, using arla shells to heat up an oven. We had this exact issue in the second parak of this masechta. Now, assuming that you would hold that if you leave the arla shells in there and you bake with it, it's going to be a problem. That we see the machlokas earlier, zevze goreim, that was the whole discussion we had in the second parak. Assuming like the shita that holds using arla shells itself is aser, what if you sweep the arla shells out and all you're using is the residual heat that was created from a fire that burnt arla shells? What's the din then? Mahu, what's the din in that case? So do we say that ein shvach etzim bepas, that the bread has nothing, has no connection to the etzim whatsoever, and therefore it's mutter? Or do we still consider the bread to be a product of those etzim and therefore aser? So Amalei hapas muteres. So Ravad Barava answered, the bread is mutter. Amalei v'amar avchinna saba, amar abiasi, amar abiyochanan. How can you say the bread is mutter, which implies that that it's not considered connected to the arla shells at all? But didn't we learn Tanur sheisiku v'garfo v'tzalabo as hapesach, that if you have an oven that you heat it up and then you swept out all the coals from the oven and you roast the carbon pesach in it, that's not called tzli'esh, shenemar tzli'esh, tzli'esh, shtei pa'amim. Because the Torah says the phrase tzli'esh twice. So it's not considered to be tzli'esh if you sweep out the coals, because the repetition of the phrase tzli'esh tells us that it's gotta dafka be the esh. Once you sweep out the coals, it's not the esh, it's just a residual effect of the esh, that doesn't count. But what do you see from there? When does the residual effect not count as the esh itself? Taima de gali rachmana tzliyesh tzliyesh shtei pa'amim. Halo gali rachmana havamina tzliyeshu. It's only when the Torah says the phrase tzliyesh twice that it's telling us it really means it, that it has to dafka be fire. But if it doesn't say tzliyesh twice, so then it doesn't have to dafka be fire. Then it would seem that the halacha would be that it would be that it would not count as the fire, that even residual heat would count as the fire, right? It's only when it says tzliyesh twice that you need the actual fire itself. So that's the kasha on Ravad Barava. So says the Gemara, two answers. First of all, Amalei Gali Rachmana Hasam V'Alfin Mina. It could be that once it says by Karban Pesach tzliyesh twice to tell me that you need the actual fire, maybe that's just being megala the general definition in Kala Torah Kula of tzliyesh, that only when you have the actual fire is it tzliyesh. So the same would therefore still hold true by Arla, even though you don't have the double expression by Arla. Once it teaches me by Karban Pesach, I know it everywhere else in Torah. Amem Atzinu Binyanav. V'Iba Yaseima, Or another possible answer is Hasam Tayim of the Kasav Rachmanat Sliyesh Shtei Pa'amim Halokas Rachmanat Sliyesh Shtei Pa'amim Havamina Aish Kapid Rachmana Vafilu Garfu Nami Sliyeshu. The reason we needed the double expression of Sliyesh over there was that without the double expression of Sliyesh, I would have assumed that anything that comes from the heat of the fire would be good enough, and even if you sweep it out, still the heat of the oven comes from the heat of that fire. But by the din of Arla, it's not a din in fire, it's a din in the wood, it's a din in the actual Arla branches. The Torah is telling us not to use Eitzim of Arla, not to use Arla wood. V'halesnuhu. Once you sweep out the wooden coals, the coals that are made from Arla wood, so they're not there anymore. You're not using the Eitzim. That's why we dafka need the double expression when it comes to Karban Pesach, because the Eish is would have been assumed to be any heat that remains from that Eish that was there in the first place. Now from the Gemara it seems again very clear that when the Torah says Sliyesh twice, we learn that you're not allowed to roast the Karban Pesach with a tanur that was heated and then swept out. That's not good enough. That's what we learn from the double expression. So the Tzlach, the Nadbudin, is Sefer Tzlach on the Shas, asked the following kasha. Previously, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, we already learned something from Sliyesh. We learned that if a person eats a Karban Pesach miba'od yom, on Erev Pesach, when it's not fully cooked, that he does not get Malkus on it, because it's Dafka, when it's Bekum Echol Tzli, does he have the Isser of Al Tochal Mimenu Na. And when does he have the mitzvah of Kum Echol Tzli, of eating it roasted? That's only on the night of Pesach, not on Erev Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, there is no Isser of eating it Na. So since Sliyesh is already used for that drasha, that's what we use Sliyesh to teach us. So how can we use Sliyesh to teach us a new drasha in our Gemara? That's the kasha that Tzlach asks. So says the Tzlach, well, you got to see the rest of the sugya over there. In the hemshech of the Gemara over there, it seems that Rebbe is cholek, and Rebbe holds that if you eat it numb, miba'od yom, you do get malchus. So apparently Rebbe does not use the drasha of Sliyesh over there, and therefore it's open over here to teach me that if you roast the Karban Pesach with residual heat of an oven, that's not called Sliyesh. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan, our Gemara, holds like Rabbi. So simple enough answer. So as long as nobody holds the two drushas, everything is great. Obviously, somebody holds the two drushas, and you probably could have predicted, it's the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, on the one hand, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perches Halacha Dalid, that if you eat it, no, mevushal, miba'od yom, eino loka, shenemar, ki im tzli eish. Bishah, shem mitzvah lachlo tzli, chayev al chilas no mevushal. Avon miba'od yom, potter, you're only chayev al no mevushal when you're supposed to eat it tzli eish, when Pesach has begun, but not in Erev Pesach. Yet, the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, in the same Perek Paskins, Hisik Es HaTanur V'Garef Es Kol HaEish V'Taleu B'Tanur V'Taleu, Hareza Asur She'in Zeh Tzli Eish, that if you cook with the residual heat of the oven, it's Asur, that's not a fulfillment of Tzli Eish. So if he uses Tzli Eish to tell me about eating it Na Miba'od Yom, they don't get Malkus, how can he use Tzli Eish to tell me our Halacha? So the Tzlach is Metaretz, based on what he thinks he could be medayik from the Rambam, that if you're masik the tanur, if you burn it, light up the oven, and you sweep it out, and it says v'taleu b'tanur v'taleu hareza asur she'in zet sli eish. Now, how would we have phrased our drasha in our Gemara? Why is it asur? Why is it no good? Because the Torah is dafka makbid. Sliyesh, Sliyesh. It's the double expression. The Rambam makes no mention of the double expression. He just says, no, it's Ein Zet Sliyesh. It's not the definition of Sliyesh. So it could be, says the Tzlach, that the Rambam was bothered by Tosas Kasha later on in our daf, where Tosas is going to ask that since when it comes to other sources of heat, it's going to be clear in the Gemara that we assume that we know that they're not considered to be fire. Burning tar and things like that are not considered to be fire. And we don't need a special meal fields. So Adrabah, we need a special pasuk to tell me that would be called a mikveh for tzaras. It would be considered a burn for tzaras when you burn yourself with those things. But it's pashut that it's not included in the definition of fire. So the chom of a tanner also we should know pashut misvara that it does not have a din of tzli'esh. Why would it be any different? Why, when it comes to tzaras, it's a davar pashut that other forms of heat that are heated up with fire, but other forms of things that are heated up, that's for sure not fire. But the oven, we assume, is part of the definition of tzli'esh. Why do I need to be memayit that chom atanur is not considered esh from a double expression of tzli'esh? It should just be part of the definition. So it could be that the Rambam was bothered by that kasha, and the Rambam says, yeah, ein achidami. Our drasha is unnecessary. We paskin like the other Gemara, like Rebbe says, like the drasha in the other Gemara, not like Rebbe, like the drasha in the other Gemara that uses sli'esh to teach me about eating it. Nah, mi ba'od yom. We don't need sli'esh to teach me this din. This din I would know anyway without sli'esh. Okay, says the Gemara not vayter. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brayse as follows. Chatcha v'nasan al gabei gechalim. If you cut open the Karban Pesach in a number of places and then put it on coals to cook on the coals, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani Shezet Tzli'esh. So Rebbe says, I say that this is called Tzli'esh. So before we ask any questions on Rebbe's Shita, Rebbe says it's considered Tzli'esh. Rav Yosef Engel in Beis HaOtzer, I think we've pointed this out a number of times, points out that Rebbe is the only one we ever find saying the words Omer Ani. And it sounds a little, you know, when we translate it to English, it sounds like Gaiva. You know, I say, and therefore, but Rav Yosef Engel says, no, Adrabah, Rebbe was an Anav, the Mishnah at the end of Sota, Mishmesh Rebbe Batla Anava, that when Rebbe died, Anivus was gone. Rebbe was an exceedingly humble person. The Sugis at the end of Ksuvus talk about Rebbe's humility. Rebbe was an exceedingly humble person. This is a Lashon of Anivus. Omer Ani, this is what I say for myself. It's not for anybody else. It's just what I happen to say for myself. It's Omer Ani. But he goes even further. He says, we don't find, not only do we not find anywhere in Shas, any single chacham, no Tana nor Amora, that uses this lashon of Omer Ani, except for Rebbe, he says, you look through all of Mikra, all of Tanakh, you will find the lashon of Omer Ani exactly once in all of Tanakh. Where does it come up? In Tehillim Perek Mem Hei. Rochash libi davar tov, Omer Ani masi lemelech lishoni eit sofer mahir. So the Ibn Ezra says in his Perush on Sefer Tehillim that Sefer Tehillim was written Beruach HaKodesh about future events, and so says Rav Yosef Engel, this is a reference to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. The one pasuk that says Omer Ani has to be a reference to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. How so? Because Rabbeinu HaKodesh was mechaber the Mishnah. I dvarm shebuksavi yata rasha, dvarm shebalpeh yata rasha the kol. So you're not allowed to write down Torah shebalpeh, but was Eis in order to save the Torah would have otherwise been forgotten. The only way to save the Torah was to have someone who is 100% L'Shem Shemayim write it down to save it for the sake of L'Shem Hashem. So the pasuk is talking about Rebbe himself. Rachash libi davar tov, Omer Ani ma'asai lemelech. He says, I had this idea, meaning to say, everything I'm doing is for the Melech HaElyon. Everything I'm doing is for the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's what he's so the my lashon to say what of Omer Ani, the Dafka David HaMelech was misakin in put into that chapter of Tehillim that refers to Rebbe's Eis Lassel Hashem. So that's how Rav Yosef Engel writes that it's a lashon of Anivus. Okay, but what did he say Bederech Anivus? That this is called Sli'esh. When you put it on coals, when you cut open the Korban Pesach and you put it on coals, that is considered Tzli'esh. So Ramile Ravach Davi Barami Rav Chista Miyomer Rebbe Gecholim Esh Ninhu. Does Rebbe hold that coals are considered Esh or Minhu? I'll ask you a stira from the halachas of Tzara'as. One form of Tzara'as that a person can have, skin discolorations that he has that might become Tzara'as, is when it starts out with a burn. Person has a burn, and there's a whole set of different types of tzaras that come from a burn. So Raminu, michvas eish, it says that it should be a burn of fire. Ein li elish nichva be'esh, nichva be'gacheles, be'remetz, be'sidroteach, be'gefasim roteach, ve'kol davar abamina ar l'suyechame ar minayin. How do I know that even if he burns himself with burning tar and burning tiles and burning everything else, burning water, anything else that was heated by fire, how do I know that that's also included in michvas eish? Because it says it twice. So it's a special ribuy in the pasuk to tell me all types of burns. Oh, so what do you see? Taima to Rabbi Rachman and Michva. Hello, Rabbi Rachman and Michva. Gechalim laveshninu. It's only because you have a special riboy. Without the special riboy, coals are not considered fire. Fire is fire. Coals are not fire. So how can Rabbi say that to roast the Karban Pesach on coals is called Sliesh? We see when it comes to Tzaras, it's not called Eish. It's only, the only reason we consider it to be Tzaras is because we know to include more than just Eish and Tzaras from the double expression of Michva. So the Gemara is going to have two answers to this question, but they're far apart from each other. One is over here, and one is on the top of Amud Beis. So answer number one, we don't need a pasuk to teach me that a gachelas shel eitz is considered to be eish when it comes to a burn that a person has tzaras. That's for sure eish, and that's why you're allowed to roast your korban pesach on a gachelas shel eitz. That's for sure. That for sure counts as eish. That we don't need any special pesukim. Ki yisukra legachelas shel matechas. We need the pasuk for a metal coal. That's where it's not considered Eish. So that's what we have the Michva coming to be Marba, that type of Gachelis, that I would not have known just from the word Eish. But from the word Eish alone, I would know that wooden coals are considered fire, and that's why Rebbe holds you're allowed to roast your Korban Pesach on wooden coals. So says Gemara, is that true that Gachelis Shal Matechas are not considered Eish? The Gachelim Shal Matechas Lav Eishu? Are they really not fire? V'gabe Bas Kohen, when it comes to the killing of the Bas Kohen, what does it say? We burn her with fire. Then how do we actually burn her? Not with fire. They would take molten lead and they would pour it down her throat. That's how you do the mitzvah of Sreifa. It's not with fire at all. So it's essentially Gachela Shel Matechas. And we call that Ba'esh Tisareif. So says Gemara, Shaini Asam Damakra, Beish Tisareif, Tisareif, the Rabbis called Sreifos Habos Mine Eish, Vekolshkein Eish Atzma. Also over there, a double expression to teach me that anything that comes from Eish, and certainly Eish itself, but it doesn't have to be something that's defined as Eish. So Einachanami Gachalash Al Matachas is not defined as Eish, but by Sreifos Bas Kohen, it doesn't have to be something that's purely defined as Eish. We have a special ribui. Vinakav Lachavilis Muros Vinikla. Once we discuss killing someone with Sreifa, but the Bas Kohen B'Sreifa, so the Gemara asks, well, why do we do it in such an unusual way? If you tell me that there's a din of Sreifa, you just read the Pesukim in the Torah, you would think, a wrapper in flammable material and light her on fire, and that's Sreifa. So why don't we do that? Sa'asya Sreifa Sreifa mi B'nei Aaron. Because we learn Sreifa Sreifa from B'nei Aaron. Ma'la alan Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayam, Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayam. Just like by the burning of the B'nei Aaron, and also they were burnt, but they were, their outer bodies remained intact. Only their neshama was burnt. So we could learn that Be'esh Tisareif by the mitzvah of Sreifa, by the Chiv Sreifa, is also similar, that it's only the internal that's burnt, the outside of the body remains intact. Okay, but why molten lead? Why not pour boiling water till it burns out her insides? So Mishum Rav Nachman, Dam Rav Nachman, Ramakrav, Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Baror Lo Misa Yafa, because you're supposed to choose a nicer death for somebody, and apparently that is a quicker, nicer death for someone to have to go through, rather than pouring boiling water down their throats. Apparently that would take longer, it would be more painful, so this is the better death. This is the Misa Yafa. That's how we fulfill the wonderful mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Min Chaschinach has a Gvaldika Chiddush. He doesn't think it's such a Chiddush, he thinks it's its Pashut, but the Min Chaschinach, a mitzvah Reish Samach Aleph, says that from the fact that really all different types of Sreifa are considered Sreifa, the only reason we dafke use Psilas Eiver is because of Rav Nachman, Rav Baruch Lo Misa Yafa. So what if you don't have any lead to heat up? So then what would you do? So then you'd burn her alive. Then you would wrap her in flammable material and burn her or pour boiling water. Then you would do something else. You would do, the mitzvah of Sreifa is not limited to Eiver. The mitzvah of Sreifa is preferred that it be done with Psilas Eiver because of Baruch Lo Misa Yafa. But otherwise, you it's not ma'aki. Certainly you would not delay in the din on account of that. So the Maram Shik also says similarly that even though the mitzvah Sreifa, Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayam, still if Beis Din is unable to do that, so then just burn the body as well. And his raya is from a Tosfos Maseches Ksubos Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara over there discusses Tamar, that Tamar in Sefer Bereishis, the pasuk says Himut Seis V'Yishulchal Chameha, that she was being taken out to be burnt at the stake, because no one realized at the time, till Yehuda was Moda, that it was him. No one realized at the time who had impregnated her. So Lashon Mutseis is the Lashon of Eish. The pasuk says Vayasas Eish B'tzion. So Yehuda was Dan Tamar B'Sreifa Mamish, because she was a Bas Kohen. So you see that Sreifa Mamish is also Yoyosei V'Chiv of Sreifa. Otherwise, why would Yehuda have her brought out to be burnt at the stake? So it must be that that's a mitzvah of Sreifa. But ask the Ram Shik, wait a second. It's Mavur in the Gemara that you need to do a Misa Yafa V'Avta L'Re'echa Kamocha. So when Beis Din does such a Sreifa, it's a violation of V'Avta L'Re'echa Kamocha. So isn't it a mitzvah Baba Aveira? So how could Yehuda dan Tamar with such a Sreifa? It's a mitzvah Baba Aveira. Or according to the Minchas Chinuch, no, it's not a mitzvah Baba Aveira. V'Avta L'Re'echa Kamocha is to pick the best available death. If using lead is not one of the available deaths, so then that's not the kiyum of V'Avta L'Re'echa Kamocha. It's only to pick the best death available. So says the Gemara just a little further before we discuss V'Avta L'Re'echa Kamocha a little bit. V'Chimeach Adika Rav Nachman Gzer Shavah Lamali. Well, once I have Rav Nachman's din that V'Avta L'Re'echa Kamocha, you have to pick the best death, why do I need the limud from B'nai Aaron that it's all about the burning of the inside and leaving the outside intact? That's the best death. That's why we should burn the inside, not because of Bnei Aaron. Why do I need the Gzer Shavah with Bnei Aaron? Amri Lav Gzer Shavah, having been a Sreifah Sasham of Gufkayim Lav Sreifahi. Now, without the Gzer Shavah, I would never have defined burning the insides and leaving the outside intact as Sreifah. I never would have thought that that counts as Sreifah. Vimishum Drav Nachman, Nefesh Lachavil is Mirus Tuva, Kiechi de Thomas Baegla, Kamash Mlon. And had I only had Rav Nachman, I would have said, what you do is you just put a wrapper with as much flammable material as possible, so the fire will be huge, so it will burn her as quickly as possible, and that will be the Misa Yafa. So that's why I need to be told that the Misa Yafa is by burning the inside and not by burning the outside. So ve'ela be'esh lamali. So what do I do with the phrase ba'esh? La'fuke ever me'ikaro. Meaning, if at the end of the day you're not using any fire when you do the mitzvah of sreifa, when you burn someone with sreifa, so why does the Torah use the term esh? So it comes to tell me that you're not allowed to use something that's naturally hot. You're not allowed to take a minor mineral from the ground that's naturally hot and pour that down. It has to be something that was once lit, that was once heated up by fire. It's the source of its heat must have been fire. Amrle Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zera v'kalecha d'chsev be'esh tisaref l'rabbus kol sreifos habos machmas eshu. Wait a second. Every time it says be'esh tisaref, it comes to teach me to include anything that was heated up by fire. That's what we're essentially saying over here. That when you do the when someone is chayv sreifa and we burn them, be'esh tisaref tells me use something that was heated by fire. You don't have to use fire itself, but you got to use something that was heated by fire. Is that really true? V'gabe parim anisrafim. When it comes to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and we talk about the Parim HaNisrafim, Tichsibu V'Saraf Osal Eitzim Ba'esh, it doesn't say the phrase Ba'esh Tisraif, but it says V'Saraf Osal Eitzim Ba'esh, which is close enough. V'Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Ba'esh V'lo B'Sid Roteach V'lo B'Gefasim Roteach. You're not allowed to use boiled up tar or boiled up anything. You can't use something that was heated by fire. So don't you see that it does not count? Be'esh tisaref, it's not good enough to use something that was heated up by fire? So Amalei Hachiyashu says you can't compare the two cases. You can't compare the mitzvah of sreifa with the sreifas hapar. Hasum ksiv be'esh v'hadar tisaref. L'rabos kol sreifa z'bos machmas eish. When it comes to sreifa, it first says be'esh and then tisaref. So tisaref comes to include all other sreifos that come as a result of fire, whose heat originally came from a fire. Pachak siv v'saraf oso al etzim ba'esh, lebasof esh, lememer de'esh in midiachrin elav. When esh is the last phrase in the pasuk, when it starts with v'saraf and then says ba'esh, the v'esh is qualifying the v'saraf, and it's telling me, how can you burn only ba'esh, not with anything indirectly from the fire. It has to dafka be from the fire. So asam nami ksiva srefa libasov, but says we're away by the parman esrafim, it says srefa again at the end. Tichsiv al shvoch hadashin yisareif. It Viter says yisareif again later on. So says we're amri ahu yisareif mi ba'ilei l'chadetanya. Yes, it says by the parman esrafim yisareif later on, but we already used that yisareif to teach me something else. That yisareif af b'shein shem deshen, yisareif af b'shitzis ha'or berubo. That even though there's no deshen, you shouldn't say that we're makbid, that there has to be a pile of ashes, that you have to be sorry for makam adeshen. Even if there is no pile of ashes, you still do the shreifa. And even shehutzas or berubo, even if the fire has already consumed the majority of it, still you continue to be involved in the burning until it burns kulo, until it burns it in its entirety. That's what I learned from yisareif over there, from the second yisareif. But otherwise, you view it as if it says Vesara first and then Eish, because the only way to burn it is Dafka with Eish. So a couple of points over here. First of all, it's a little bit funny that the limud that we have from V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, which we view as this wonderful, noble sense of achdus and love for our fellow Jews, is how to kill somebody. Is that if you want to kill somebody, you kill somebody V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha in the best possible way. Not only that, there is a discussion in Rishonim and Achronim whether there's a mitzvah at all of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha on somebody who's a Rasha. If somebody is a Rasha, maybe that's not Reacha. You should love someone who's Reacha b'Torah b'mitzvos. In fact, that goes Maimonios in Hilchos Deos paskins that the mitzvah of Ahavta l'Reacha kamocha is dafka b'Yisrael shu Reacha b'Torah b'mitzvos. A Rasha who's not mekabel tocha is a mitzvah l'sanoso. You have a mitzvah to hate such a Rasha. Pasuk says Yiras Shem Sinus Ra, and that's how the Rambam paskins, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Choshem Mishpat Simin Ayin Reish Beis, that there's a mitzvah to hate a Rasha. And you have no mitzvah when it comes to Priko Tiina. What does it say when there's a mitzvah to help someone unload and load up their animal? So if you have an enemy and a friend who are both the Gemara talks about Psachim and the Shulchan Aruch paskins is, if you have an enemy and a friend who both need help, you should help out the enemy first, because you want to be kofi for Yetzer Hara. You want to overcome Yetzer Hara to not help the person. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could a Jew ever have an enemy? Pasuk says, how could you have a sone? There can't be a sone. You're not allowed to hate another Jew. It's an Isser in the Torah. So the answer is that since you see him violate an Avera and he didn't do tshuva, so then it's a mitzvah l'sanoso until he does tshuva. So you have a mitzvah to hate him. That's how you could have a sone. So you have a mitzvah to hate him. It must not be that there's a mitzvah to love him. There can't be a mitzvah after the Reacha Kamocha. So that's what the Achronim asked. How could we say that from the mitzvah after the Reacha Kamocha we learn that when someone is chayv misen based in a Rasha, someone's chayv misen based in that you should be barulo misa yafa, he's a Rasha. So how could there be barulo misa yafa? There's no mitzvah. There's a mitzvah adrab. There's a mitzvah to hate him. There's no mitzvah to love such a person. So all the Achronim say the same basic teretz, which is a very this counts as daf yomi coincidence, I think, that tshuva means something. That what do we do when we take someone out to kill him? He has to say vidui. He does tshuva. So he does tshuva. He's a tzaddik omer at the time that we kill him, because he's done tshuva. We no longer have a mitzvah to hate him. How are we killing him if he's a tzaddik omer? Okay, that's dealt with extensively in Achronim. Why Beis Din doesn't accept tshuva? It's probably not because Beis Din doesn't know when a person did tshuva, because we do accept tshuva for other halachas. Meaning, for instance, if a person is pasul la'edus machmas rish asa, because he's a Rasha, he's violated averus, it makes him pasul la'edus, he can get back his kashrus by doing tshuva. And there is a time where Beis Din will say, even though Rachmana, the only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows is bochen klayos v'lev and knows what's really going on inside, but we're convinced enough and we'll accept the tshuva. But the reason Beis Din kills even after a person does tshuva is not because we don't know whether he did tshuva, but for whatever technicality, Beis Din has their mitzvah to do. Their mitzvah is to kill the guy. But it's not because he's a Rasha. Once he's done tshuva, he's no longer a Rasha. Tshuva actually works. There's also a discussion. The mitzvah ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, where does it come up in Shas, this mitzvah ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? So we have it over here. We have it, the Gemara talks about if a person is madir's chavero hana from his mamo, alone. So he's over on an aseh of haftal recha kamocha. If you take a neder that no one's allowed to get, that somebody is not allowed to get enough from your money. We have it in kiddushin daf memal. If a person's allowed to be mekadesh nisha until he sees her first, because lest he sees something that he doesn't like and he's going to be disgusted by her. And the Torah says v'haftal recha kamocha. We have in Sanhedrin that a son is able to be makiz dam for his father because v'haftal recha kamocha. So all of the situations of v'haftal recha kamocha is pretty much not to do something bad to somebody. We very rarely, I don't think, in Shas, have a limud from v'haftal recha kamocha that teaches us to actually do something good, to do something nice for somebody. Every limud in Shas of v'haftal recha kamocha is don't do something that would be negative for the person. So it could be, the Rabbi Yochum Fishel Furlau points out, that it could be that according to Tosfos, the Ikur Mitzvah, Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Memhei, asks the Kasha, he says, I don't understand, the Pasuk, it makes plenty of sense that you should, love a person properly. So why do we have these strange drushes about bar lo misa yafa? Maybe that's not what the pasuk means. Maybe the pasuk just means love a person, you treat a person nicely. So Tosa says, no, it can't mean that you're supposed to, like the pashtus of the pasuk, you're supposed to love somebody like you love yourself, because that's against the halacha. The Gemara discusses, you have two people walking in the desert, and only one of them is going to survive, and you're holding the canteen of water. So it's not v'haftal recha kamocha, give it to him. The halacha is not that way. The halacha is that chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha, that you're life comes before your friend's life when it's a choice of one or the other. So says Tosfos, Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei, that v'haftal recha kamocha is dafka talking about la'achar misa, when you're not in the same parsha, so you can't even compare the two. So it's dafka la'achar misa. How do I know you have to be nice to people when they're alive also? Because if you have to be nice to them when they're dead, kal v'chomer, you need to be nice to them when they're alive. It's all kal v'chomer. So Ruchim Fishel Perla says, yeah, it's kal v'chomer. Dayo labamin adin lios kanidon. There's nothing you could do nice to a person who's dead. You could do things that are not mean to a person who's dead. So it must be that the mitzvah of after the recha kamocha is not to be mean. It's not a mitzvah of being nice. It's still a good thing to be nice, but that's not the technical of the after the recha kamocha. And he says, and that explains Hillel's response to the Ger Masechta Shabbos when he says that he wants to be Megayir, I'll ask that you teach me Kol HaTorah Kula al regalacha. So what does Hillel tell him? Madalachsni lechaver Chol Savid. What you don't like, don't do to your friend. Why didn't he just tell him v'haftal l'recha kamocha? No, he said he did tell him v'haftal l'recha kamocha. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a negative. It's madalach sni l'chavr chalo savin. Fascinating insight by Ruchim Fishel Perla. Okay, so the Gemara says further. Now we're on Amud Vez over here. So remember we had a kasha and we said that there are going to be two answers to the kasha. So what was the kasha? Why do we need a special drasha from the word michveh to teach that sara'as of burns applies to somebody who is burned by coal? If we always consider it to be coal to be the same thing as fire, why do I need a special drasha to teach me that it's considered to be a fire when it comes to tzara'as? So we had one answer was that coals made from water are always considered to be like fire. Coals made from metal require an extra drasha to teach that it's considered like fire. Now we have a second answer. Ravina Amar Kroch V'tani Michvas Eish Ein Li Elish Nichva Be'eish U'Begacheles. No, from Michvas Eish Enochinami, we don't need a special drasha to teach me coals. Michvas Eish, the original phrase, already taught me both fire and gacheles, because gacheles is Eish. That's how we learn the drasha. Nichva beremet besid roteach begefasim roteach bekol davar abba machmas ar lasu yechameo ar minayin. How do I know to include other things? Heated tar, heated tiles, heated water, heated other things. But coals, of course, that counts as fire. How do I know those other things? Tam lomer michve michve riba. That's from the extra drush on the pasuk. That's from the extra expression of michve michve riba. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that we misunderstood the drush at first. It's not from the riba michve that we learn coals. Coals are included in Eish. Enochinami. Just like they're included in Eish by Karban Pesach. That's what Rebbe holds. You're allowed to roast your Karban Pesach and coals. They're included in Eish by Tzaraas as well. Rava Rami. Rava asked the following stira. Miyama Rebbe Gechalim Ikru Eish. Does Rebbe really hold that coals are considered fire in that you're allowed to roast your Karban Pesach and it's called Sliyesh? Or in Minyan, I'll ask you, Stira, Gachle, Yachal, Omamos. From Gachle, I would think that it's only coals that are extinguished. Tamalom are Eish. That's why it says Eish. I mean, that it could even include, not only, but even include coals that are extinguished. That's why it says Eish. Eish yachash al heves. If it's eish, I would think the coals still have to be on fire. Tamalomer gachle. That's why it says gachle. Haketzad. Maybe min alochshos. It should be coals that are still red hot. They're still sizzling, but they're not extinguished, nor are they still have fire coming out of them. Ideal barbecuing coals. That's the coals that we're talking about. The lochshos. Va'gufa kasha. Amr gachle yachal omos alma lochshos eishninu. Well, wait a second. First, you said gachle would imply that even if they're extinguished, which would mean that if they're better than extinguished, if they're lochshos, if they're still red hot, so that would fit the definition of eish. But then ema seifa. But then you said in the next line e eish yachal shal heves. That from the word eish, I only would include not just red hot, but that there's actual fire on them. Tamalomer gachle, and that's why gachle has to tell me no, even if there's not actual fire. So what would eish have taught me? Alma afilu lochshos lav eish ninu. Sounds from that line that even if it's lochshos, that even if it's red hot, it's not considered to be eish. So what would I have normally assumed would be eish? Would red hot coals be considered eish or not? So vamrav sheshes hachi ktani. Gachle yachal beino mos bein lochshos. Now from gachle, I would have thought that it includes whether it's extinguished or if it's still sizzling. Tamalomer eish. That's why it says eish. E eish yachal shal heves. I from eish, I would think only if there's still fire. Tamalomer gachle. Haketzad mevi min alochshos. So it's telling me to bring from the lochshos. Mikol makom gacholim lo ikri eish. So bottom line is though, from this drasha we see that coals are not considered eish. Eish would have implied shalheves, would have implied an actual flame. But coals are not considered to be eish from this drasha. Kasha le Rebbe, so that's the problem with Rebbe Shita. Rebbe said that you could take the Karban Pesach, cut it open, and burn it over. Gacheles, sounds like Gacheles is eish. So Amar Abaye Tritzah, the Gemara's going to have two answers, Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye Tritzachi, Abaye says the answer as follows. Gachle, meaning rephrase that brisa a little differently. Gachle yachal omimos v'lo lochshos. From gachle alone, I would have said that if they're extinguished, that's when it's okay. But not lochshos, because lochshos is already considered fire. Tamalomar eish. Eish yachal ratzah shal heves yavi ratzah gacheles yavi. From eish, I would think either coals or an actual flame. Tamalomar gachle. Haketzad maybe min alochshos. That's what gachle comes to teach me, that it should be sizzling coals that you bring and not an actual fire. So the way Abaye learns it, once you correct it in that way, so gacheles does have the same din as eish. It's telling me that gacheles is eish. From the word eish, I would have learned gacheles, but it's teaching me that when you take the coals, you should take sizzling coals. You shouldn't take actual fire. This is not talking about Korban Pesach. About the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, that he should take the coals and the shovel that to burn the ketores with. Amar Rabba, Ratza Gacheles Yavi, Ratza Shalheves Yavi, Shalheves Below Gacheles Hechi Mishkachsla. So wait a second. We said that you might have thought that you have a choice. You could either bring Gacheles or Shalheves. But how do you ever have a Shalheves without Gacheles? How do you ever have a flame without having coals? So says Amar, Kagon De Shafi Lamana Mashka Valta Beinura. Simply, you take a flammable oil or gasoline, and you put it on a kli, and you light it. So the kli has a fire on it, but there's no coals in it. It's just like burning the gasoline. So who lamli kra lemute hashlefne melch pasuk v'daminos and kene v'melch melch hamlach makarish baruch lo kolshkein. Why would I need a pasuk to teach me that? That's obvious. You would never do something like that. You would never bring a fire like that to a melch pasuk v'dam. You're going to bring a fire like that, such a fire without any coals, to a melch melch hamlachim. It's impossible that you would do something like that. This is all the poskim point out, that that's our geder. We always have to look whenever we serve Hashem, when we go to shul. How do we behave in shul? If you wouldn't behave that way in front of a melech pasuk v'dam, then you can't behave that way in front of a melech malchei hamlachim. I saw in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta over here, he quotes a tshuva, contemporary tshuva, whether you're allowed to bring a cell phone into shul, whether you're allowed to leave a cell phone on. He says, I don't know, if you met the president, would you leave your cell phone on and allow it to ring in the middle of an audience with the king? He says, pashut that you wouldn't do such a thing. So, of course, lefnei melech pasuk v'dam, you don't do this. Lefnei melech malchei hamlachim, it's pashut, you can't do it. So, elam rava tritachi. Gachle yachal omos v'lo lochshos. So no, you have to answer it up as follows. Gachle, Rava says it can't be the limud of Abaye, because limud of Abaye, obviously we would know you can't go in front of a melech pasuk v'dam that way. So the way to read the brayse is as follows. Gachle, from the word gachle, I would think omos v'lo lochshos, only if it's if it's extinguished, not if it's if it's still red hot. Tamulomar Eish. E Eish Yachal Yavi Mechza Gachelas Umechza Shal Heves. From Eish, not that you could choose one or the other. I might have thought that you could that it should be half on fire and half coals. The Ayelu Gavoy Havi Kuli Gachelas. And by the time you get inside, by the time the coin gets into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so by then it's already going to be all Gachelas because it's burning. The coals are burning out as he's picking it up. Tamalomar v'lokach mlo amachta gachle eish me'al hamizbeach. That's why the pasuk says he picks up gachle eish from the mizbeach. Mishas lekicha nahavi gachalim. At the time that he takes it from the mizbeach, it already has to be coals. So yibayiluhu omimos o omimos. Side point. The word omimos, is it with an aleph or is it with an ayin? What's the word? What's the etymology of this word? So Rabbi Yitzchak arazim lo amamuhu began elukim. You see that the way it's spelled in the pasuk is with an ayin. So the word omimos is spelled with an ayin. Okay, Beis Shalom, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.